Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
The worst of the High FM Morning Show podcast.
Now you can start listening.
High FM is the radio station. This is Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Who?
Together we're your morning show.
I have a new favourite conspiracy theory.
Great. Okay, let me sit down for this.
If you would. That went well.
Fell off my chair.
So this is all over the internet at the moment. This is about the First Lady, Melania Trump.
Yeah.
What they're saying is it's not always Melania Trump.
I've read this.
Sometimes it's a body double.
I know.
And actually, I think there might be something in this, because one of them, it doesn't quite look like her, and she's wearing sunglasses.
Okay.
And this is when Trump was talking about hurricane relief for Puerto Rico. And he said, "My wife Melania, who happens to be right here." This is definitely her and not a body double.
Right here.
My wife.
Take my wife. No, seriously. Take her.
Please.
Here we go.
Wake up, wake up.
I just keep moving.
This is the worst of the High FM Morning Show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits. Well, we just haven't got any.
Oh.
You're right, dear.
You know, we do this all the time. Well, not all the time, but especially at this junction.
Do you mean moan or do you mean the show?
Moan, no, the junction, like the 10 past 6 junction.
Where we just go, that's what, yeah.
If we ever needed help, something's happened. Me and you are on the floor.
Yes.
The microphones are up. People listening just think, it's just early in the morning. It's the guys.
Oh, well, they do. They're fine because they're doing what they always do.
Every time. Decidedly tired this morning. How about you?
Really? I wouldn't have known, Robin. You hide it so well.
This is the worst of the High FM Morning Show.
Oh, God. That was my back.
Did you just put your back out turning around in a swivel chair?
This is High FM. It's Banks here. Ryland's over there.
Good morning.
68, Billy Joel is. Music icon, 80s superstar. And when most 68-year-olds would be welcoming grandchildren...
he going to say something else then.
He and his fourth wife, Alexis Roderick, are expecting their second child next month.
Oof.
When he was told Alexis was pregnant, he had a... Right, here he is. Billy Joel is now here. He's in for an interview. Hi, Billy. Thank you very much for coming in. So how do you feel about having another baby at your age?
It's fine with me.
Oh, okay. When did you find out that your wife was actually pregnant again?
Friday night.
Why are you having another baby?
Don't ask me why.
Oh, okay. Were you actually trying for it?
I was only having fun.
And how exactly did it happen then?
Unspoken passion.
Ah. And what did you say to your wife when you found out?
You got a brand new soul.
Yeah. Why have another baby at your age?
So much fun to be around.
Whoa. I mean, 68 years old and you're going to be a dad again.
That only proves that I'm insane.
Yeah. And what are you going to do if you find out that you and your wife are having triplets? George.
Best interview ever.
Oh, bye, Billy.
Bye, Billy.
Bye, Billy. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Robin Banks.
I put my heart and soul into this show.
George Ryland.
You're going to hear some fear.
Woo! Get up. High FM.
This sprang up from nowhere.
What?
Apparently, Billy Joel's wife, Alexis, was a little further along in her pregnancy than we were led to believe, because she's had the baby.
So they lied to us.
It looks like it.
He came in here, he did that interview with
you. Yes, he did, yeah.
And he lied to your face.
Completely.
It's disgusting.
It's a girl, and her name is Remy Ann Joel, and Billy is 68, and Alexis is 35.
Maybe he just got a bit confused, forgot.
Maybe he did, maybe he's just getting old.
Yeah.
It's their second child, and they've also got a 2-year-old daughter called Della Rose, and this is Billy's third child. He's got a 31-year-old daughter called Alexa Ray Joel with his second wife Christy Brinkley.
I'm really confused now with all these names. There's a lot going on.
Get this. Alexa, the 31-year-old, was in the delivery room with Billy when Alexis gave birth.
Oof.
Which sounds really sweet, doesn't it? until you figure out that Billy's going to take that long journey to the next world soon. And little Remy Ann, the new one, is Alexa Ray's competition once they start counting the money. Maybe she wanted to get a good early look at her competition.
That's where you went to, who gets the money when he dies.
It's called keeping your friends close and your enemies closer.
Oh my days.
Am I right?
Podcast.
This is High FM, Banks here, Ryland's over there. Which one do you want to go for? The new app that's going to help you out, or do you want to get serious with a serious bit?
I don't think I'm going to come out of either of these well, so let's go straight to the theft.
Right, myself and George were at the Häagen-Dazs opening yesterday. Häagen-Dazs are new in Oman, and they have a store in Oman Avenues Mall.
It was an unpleasant display of savagery when they put desserts in front of us.
It was also quite unpleasant when we were trying to find it.
Where are the ice cream?
We couldn't find it.
And I thought you were actually going to cry. They put a plate down on the table in front of us, yeah. And it was a slice of cheesecake and it was some ice cream.
Oh my God, yeah.
So I took a bit because it was obviously a sharing plate.
Well, I didn't know that.
And Robin went... What are you doing?
What are you doing to my plate?
It's mine!
And George was like, no, it's sharing, which I was... It was horrible.
Sorry, don't share food.
Don't go near my plate! And I thought it was a joke because they brought out these big spoons, yeah. And George went, oh, that's so I can steal some of your food.
Wasn't a joke.
Wasn't a joke, was it?
No.
So that was all lovely, and we had a nice time. We told Sadiq, the guy that actually owns the place, we told him a load of gags. We videoed it as well.
He found us hilarious.
Oh, he did. Let me just roll this for you, because I think you'll find this funny as well.
Sadiq's here.
Sorry about the audio quality of this. The person who was taking it wasn't very good. Didn't get very close.
Idiot.
We got a little something for you.
So there's Sadiq in the middle.
Yeah. How does Reese eat her ice cream?
How does Reese eat her ice cream?
Awful. How does Reese eat her ice cream?
I will not.
With a spoon.
With a spoon. That's funny. Here comes George.
How would you learn how to make ice cream?
How'd you learn how to make ice cream?
So we got the ingredients.
And he goes to the recipe. Yeah,
well, no.
At Sunday school.
At Sunday school! Yes! Look at his face. He loves us. He loves us. Here we go.
What did the newspaper say to the ice cream parlour?
That's a tricky one.
No, it's not.
Fancy a scoop.
Fancy a scoop! Unfortunately, after the event, George stole something.
Well, I mean, can we call it stealing?
Yes, we can.
Because I don't think so.
It wasn't yours when we went in.
It is now.
And it is now. you stole something. Would you like to bring that to the table? Would you like to confess?
Yeah, no, quite happy to. So they had lovely cutlery there.
Yes.
And I wanted some of their lovely cutlery because
you stole it.
Yeah,
you
we needed
it.
A spoon for the tea.
Why are you saying we?
So what I did...
Why are you saying we? Don't bring me into it. I had nothing to do with it.
Give me your tea back then.
You stole from Häagen-Dazs.
Can we call it stealing?
Yes.
So basically, as we left with our goodie bags, I took a spoon from the table, I brandished it in the air and said to each and every person that was involved in Häagen-Dazs, I'm taking this spoon! Yeah,
but they can't say no. Can
no.
they? They can't say no. You may as well have just put it in your handbag and stole it.
I was very clear about what I was
doing.
It
doesn't matter. No. I was so embarrassed.
If they've got cameras there, I am recording. All so right. I'm taking this.
All right. Was that stealing or was that not stealing?
It's not stealing.
Just send us a WhatsApp message, 79010959, with thief or not thief. Okay?
Funniest game ever. Get
up and dance. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. Get
up. This is High FM.
Oh, man. Good morning. Hello. Thief. No.
I don't believe you. I'm coming around to look.
She told everybody. Thief. Look, thief. They're coming in. 994. Thief.
It's jealousy because of my lovely new cutlery.
It's not.
Jealous!
Oman has spoken. Thief! Oh, not thief. Thief is winning by 95%.
I don't think it's that much.
This is High FM.
I've changed the liner on the website.
What, on the schedule?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. HighFMRadio.com.
Because it was the radio school one.
Yeah. Oh, on air now. Robin Banks and George Ryland. They think they're good now. They've been in the paper. Think they misunderstood.
Thank you.
I do like them.
1, 2, 3. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
I could be the one
to wake up with
Hiya Fam.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
She's not the thief.
What? Right.
Team George. Team
Why?
George.
I don't understand. After that story.
You inform them that she's taking.
No, you don't. Listen, I'm not going to go into a redo and see the new iPhone 8 and go pick it up, rip it away, because it's obviously going to be chained there, and go, I'm taking this. I'm taking this.
No, but it's a restaurant, and these things, they have them in a lot of them. So it's not like they can't replace it, so it's fine.
Why are you looking
it's
at me?
One teaspoon
with a smile.
And they exactly. all said, "Okay."
That's so wrong.
They might think I was weird.
Like, imagine she took an ice cream for takeaway, and then they gave her the spoon.
But it's a lovely. It was lovely, lovely spoon.
I did also ask for some ice cream to take away,
and she got some ice cream to take away as well. Unreal. Okay. So you honestly think that is not stealing?
If she has, you know, took it in the goodie bag and not told anyone, okay.
It wasn't in the goodie bag. It was not in the goodie bag.
Not at that point.
If she has taken it hiding, then it's stealing. But no,
exactly my point.
So you mean to say I can go in and to any store, take something and go, yeah, I'm taking this, and then run.
What?
And then I'm going to run.
Why don't you go try it?
I should do. I'll do it with my mates over at Gadget later on. Nice big 3 terabyte hard disk. I'm having this! All right, goodbye. Goodbye.
Thank you.
See you later. Right, let's take one more, shall we?
I think we should.
Hello, Hi FM.
Robin and George.
Hello.
Robin and George.
Right, what do you think then? Do you think thief or not a thief?
She's an honest thief.
Oh, an honest thief.
That's kind of sitting
an
on the fence.
Now I've heard it
I'll
all.
I'll take it.
How can you have an honest thief? Explain that to us.
Well, she let everybody know. So then I want to know, why did you then stop at only the spoon? If you're letting everybody
Unreal.
Know.
Is this, am I... Am,
yeah, there were some lovely tables and chairs in there. Why did you drag them out through the mall?
What is happening? Really?
Well, did they stop her?
They couldn't.
They could have done. They could have said, no, you're not.
Not in front of... There was all those... There was cameras there.
I told at least three people what I was doing, and they all went, okay.
All right, then.
It's a teaspoon.
I think Robin coerced you to do it.
No, I didn't. Oh, I hadn't... Why does everybody think this? Why? No, no.
You're trying to make me look bad on the radio.
No, you stole.
You petty man.
You stole. Now it's me. How did this happen?
Team George!
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Good morning, everybody.
How does something like that happen?
I've just got a message from your wife.
Oh, my wife, how is she? Is she all right?
How do you think she is? She's married to you.
Oh, that's low.
She says, your daughter Annie...
Yeah. Wait, hang on, why is she messaging you?
Wait.
She's been messaging me.
Annie went to school, worried you're going to end up in prison.
Oh, you're going to end up in prison.
Me, because of the theft.
That happened in the 7 o'clock hour. We really don't want to revisit it because we know that the ROP listen after 8 o'clock. But if there's anybody from the ROP listening, the logger tapes are available.
What's wrong with you?
Just give me a shout.
Why are you like this?
And I'll send it to you.
Thanks, buddy.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is the worst of the Hi FM morning show.
Here's what you missed!
We're having problems with our front door. All the staff here, Halla and Hi, are being locked out.
If this was a sales office, everyone would just be going home oh well.
Can't get in.
But it's so confusing because it says accepted.
It does.
But then it doesn't let you in. You're like, wait, what?
We've got these little fingerprint things. You put your finger on it. It says accepted. The green light goes off. And then you push the door. I nearly slapped my nose into the door this morning. You're expecting it to open, right? Hello.
Mean so. I've gone back to my proper finger.
What do you mean?
Well, I had to change it when I burnt the fingerprint off my mistake. Right?
I remember that.
Robin, I can't get in. I burnt my hand.
Why is that? My fingerprint is gone. It's not being accepted. Oh, you're such an idiot.
I know. Caught up in
your show. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Now that I'm waking up. This is Hi FM.
This is Hi FM. Banks here. Ryan's over there.
Good morning.
And Engineer Jish is here as well.
Hi, Jish.
All right, Jish. How's it going, mate?
Hi, I'm Arul.
You guys all read the newspapers, don't you, when you come in?
Yes.
Yeah? Is there one newspaper that's missing?
The one that I was just looking for, that I asked you for.
Muscat Daily.
Yeah, that'll be the one.
All right, okay. There you go. Do you want to have a quick look through that and see if there's anything there that's... catches your eye? Because I'm a bit proud of this. Anything there? Page three. Page two. Anything on page two?
What, this?
Yeah.
There's anything on page two?
Well, that's the idea.
Well, there's half a...
Show it to Jish.
It's half an empty page. Jish, look at that. What the hell is that?
That's our advert.
What have you done?
I'm really proud of that.
Just a blank page?
That's a blank page.
Look at that. There's nothing on... You spent money on this?
Well, we were given money from our CEO. Gave us money to advertise. I mean,
Rather than clean the studio, we could have had the studio cleaned, you brought an empty page in a newspaper.
You noticed it, didn't you? Did you both notice that straight away?
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, look at this empty page.
No.
I flicked past. You had to tell me to go back to page two.
It's just a waste of money, right? Well,
that's not a waste of money, Jish.
You need to go and get a Hoover. That's what you need to do. You need to make up for this.
That's our advertising campaign.
Ehab knows about this, does he?
Well, he'll find out today.
Yeah, won't he?
You don't think that's good?
I think good luck to you, Mr. Banks.
I think that's great. Do you not think that's great?
I don't think so. It looks funny, though.
That's what we want.
He means funny weird.
No, he doesn't. He means funny good.
Laughing at you, not with you.
Funny good or funny weird?
Cricketing, really quickly.
1-2-1-2, yeah, hey, hey.
Waste your life now. In the morning. Go ahead. In the morning. Just waste your life now.
Waking every morning. You are now looking at the best, the elite.
The worst of the High FM Morning Show podcast. When you
wake up. Tonight, I'll be checking out Uranus.
Excuse me?
Do you know about Uranus?
The planet?
Of course.
Yeah, McFly sang about it.
Yeah, but do you know what's happening tonight with Uranus?
No, I don't.
Well, tonight, it's its closest point to the Earth.
And you have a telescope to see this, do you?
You don't need one.
Don't
tonight.
You?
No. Tonight, okay. You won't need a telescope to see Uranus.
Okay.
2,830 kilometres away. And you'll be able to gaze at Uranus without a telescope.
What colour is it?
It's icy blue planet.
Okay.
So it's going to be massive tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you want to watch it with me?
Actually, Brian Cox sent me a text, so I'm probably going to check it out with him.
Well, how? Where is he? Are you going to be on Skype to him? Yeah. You can't. You make sure you've got your
license.
What license?
The Skype license.
To use Skype?
Yeah.
Have you got that?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So you and Brian Cox be checking out Uranus tonight.
Yeah, just in case he needs, you know, the heads up on what's happening.
Oh, God,
distances and stuff like that.
Yeah, okay. Cool, brilliant. Do you know what time?
Yeah.
What time?
8:24.
Wow, spot on.
Thank you.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules. Rule number one, no touching of the hair or face.
Wait a minute here. They're just using the same actor over and over. What kind of a cut-rate production is this?
Robin Banks.
If you think about it, Tinder is the most technologically advanced method of
dating
ever. So this is... this is kind of poetic. Tinder has turned us back into cavemen.
Yes! Now that's something I can get on board with.
Right, here's why, right? The swiping that people do on Tinder is based
left,
on...
Left.
snap judgments. And the researchers found those are triggering the most primitive instincts in our brains. That means men are focused pretty much exclusively on how attractive a lady is, and women are focused on signs that a man is stable.
Does he look like an axe murderer?
like his intelligence and his career. Or George. Is he breathing?
Right.
Is he?
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
What up, everybody? So glad you're here.
Live from Muscat Grand Mall.
Don't stop.
High FM.
Hello, good morning. It's High FM. It's me and her.
Good morning.
She's Ryland. I'm Banks.
I went off-roading this weekend.
I know you did.
Yeah, I did.
I was waiting for when you were going to start talking about it.
Have you seen the new T-shirt?
Yeah, she's got this pink T-shirt on.
Yeah.
And on the left-hand side, Jeep.
Jeep.
Jeep's there.
This is the Ladies Desert Safari for the guide I'm on. So went out with them. It was awesome.
Can I just say that at 5 o'clock when George came in, I asked her about this, and she had this massive grin on her face, and she went, I don't want to tell you now. It's too good to tell you now.
Basically.
So I have not heard this story.
So the whole thing, brilliantly organised. I cannot say enough about them. The crew were great, taught me all about the car. Catering was awesome. That food, though, I'm like a stone heavier. Frankly, I smashed it, and I was stuck a couple of times. But anyway, I can off-road, and it was just superb. I know more about the car. I've got new friends.
Aww.
And just watch that quickly.
Okay, this is a video that George is now handing me on her phone.
That's me off-roading,
that's
Luke.
You.
What angle is that?
I know, right?
That's about a 45-degree angle you're going up.
And I did it.
Oh,
and I'm
wow.
so proud of it. And Dad had a great time with all the ladies.
So how many ladies were there?
There were 60 ladies.
60 ladies and?
Papa Ryland.
And your dad.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So Dad's a bit of a legend anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone was calling him Dad. He got a certificate with Dad written on it.
Oh, how lovely.
But I've realised I am such a carbon copy of him.
Okay.
We were walking to dinner.
Yeah.
So walking from where we put our tent down to the catering place.
Okay.
So walking down the sand dune, and I'm chatting away to my dad, and all of a sudden, he flies past me.
He fell. I knew this was coming.
Bang! Down in the sand.
I knew it was coming. I knew it.
And then starts shouting at the sand.
That's you.
I can't do
That's
this.
You.
I'm not a genius.
That is you.
I know.
Come on.
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Turn it up.
Hi, FM.
Turn it up.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
You just get attacked by your headphones.
Yeah,
again.
They hit me around the face again. So
what?
This.
Yeah, that's the advert.
We are not done talking about this advert that you've put in the Muscat Daily.
Well,
you've wasted a whole load of money that the CEO, Ehab, very kindly gave you and trusted you with.
Yes.
You don't seem to have grasped the concept of advertising.
Mate, we're getting messages about it already.
Don't make me on this one. What you got to remember is advertising,
yeah.
We need it to bring in new listeners.
Yeah, I think that's
not going to do anything, is it?
Well, of course it is.
I'd use that as a notepad. Look
don't
at this
be ridiculous.
Lovely empty page
don't be ridiculous.
I can put notes
you
on.
See, that is what people are not expecting. And I think that draws your attention in. And,
yeah, but I think what our CEO is expecting is new listeners.
Yeah. Well, I think that'd do it, isn't it?
It's not going to do it.
Well, of course it will.
You have no idea about advertising.
Well,
this
what
is
do
the
you
last
mean?
Time he gives you any money.
Well, you and Jish saw it. You guys saw it.
No, I flicked past it.
The people who are messaging in and have messaged in said, yes, you nailed it.
Right, but these are people that already listen, are they, I presume?
Well, I don't know.
People like NASA?
I don't know.
And who are just being nice
NASA
to you?
No. If I scroll down here...
What we need is new listeners.
067 has never WhatsApped in before. Hi, FM team. Today's advert and Muscat Daily is the best advert I've seen so far. You nailed it right. Thumbs up.
That's from you, though, isn't it?
That's not.
You sent that in yourself.
Dude, that's 067.
Well, no, this just isn't how you advertise.
If there's anybody listening
that
now...
That knows about advertising,
right,
could you please talk to this man? Because he's not going to take it from me.
And
it's 22-000-959 on the phones, please. Can you tell him this is not how you get new listeners?
If you've seen the advert in the Moscow Daily, and you have to have seen it, can you please give us a shout? And is it good or is it bad?
Yes, yeah, so if you're wondering why there's an empty page, that's
whoa,
the one
whoa,
to
whoa,
look
whoa,
at.
Don't ruin it. So please
what,
do.
Like you ruined the budget.
Please
We're
do.
We're never getting any
please,
money again.
Anybody that knows anything about advertising.
Tell him, will you?
22-000-959.
Eat it.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Have you seen the advert?
Yes.
Yes. Brilliant.
I think it's creative idea.
Creative idea. Would
it
that
definitely will serve the purpose. People will catch it.
People will catch it. You see?
But will it give us new listeners?
No.
Oh,
you're a very wise man.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. All
thank
right.
You.
Goodbye.
Thank
right.
Something tells me the phone lines are about to be broken, aren't they, Robin?
22-000-959. Hello, Hi FM.
I've seen the ad.
Okay. Yep. You sound normal and you sound like you know what you're talking about.
You have a lot of trust from just the sound of my voice.
Oh, that's all we need is the sound of your voice.
What do you do for work?
Here we go.
I can say. I'm a public servant.
All right.
Okay, so not advertising.
I have worked in advertising.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Well, then let's talk.
All right. So you've seen the advert in the Muscat Daily. Now, do you think it is a work of art, or do you think it's absolutely money wasted, like George thinks, wrongly?
I mean, I think that depends on what you were trying to communicate. So what was your core message?
If you haven't been able to get the core message, then I think we can say it didn't work.
I think you guys are definitely going to be out of a job.
Like, hey, George!
Do you think it worked?
Maybe I don't think that's necessarily how you get new listeners.
Right?
But
I know.
Try.
Right.
Good
They're
try.
Never giving him a budget again,
good
are they?
Try. Damn.
You guys are absolute delight to listen to in the morning. Have a wonderful day.
Goodbye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ciao.
Ciao.
They gather in a secret location. They are extraordinary. We will witness their power.
Excuse me, everyone, if I can have your attention, please.
Live!
Robin Banks.
I have free control over you.
Well done again, Robin.
What?
Oh, just a terrible job. Another fine advert today in the Muscat Daily, page 2 here.
Yeah, I think that's really good.
Could have redeemed yourself after yesterday's.
Yesterday, well, it was split, actually. A 50-50 split on people who...
That's not right at all.
Well, hang on. Let me just go to our Facebook page.
We
hang
literally
on
even spoke to people in advertising. I explained to you the definition of advertising.
No.
And this is what you do today. It's a bit better, I'm not going to lie.
Hang on. Before you get into it, we put a video up on our Facebook page yesterday about the advert.
I look awful in that.
In the Muscat Daily. Yeah. And loads of people commenting on it. Let me just read you some of the comments here. Lorraine Patton says, "What a waste of money. The advert said absolutely nothing. If you want new listeners, maybe an advert that gives information would work better."
Exactly my point, Lorraine.
Muhammad Ali, "After reading the invisible advert, there is another 5 people added to High FM's listeners. The newspaper delivery boy, the editor, the publisher, the vendor, the advert art director." Wayne Colgan says, "Good ad. Works for the mad listeners."
But we don't want the existing mad listeners. We want the new mad listeners.
Ahmed says, "I liked it. Something different. And I love hearing George too." Another Ahmed says, "It's good. Good advert." Muhammad Ali's back on again. He hates us. "Worst advert ever seen."
Do you have one single message on there saying, "I will now switch to High"?
"I'm a new listener. Hello, I'm now listening because of the advert." No, there isn't.
No. So today...
Today's really good.
Again.
Pretty
much half a page in this newspaper.
Hang on.
Look at that picture of us.
There's a picture. There's a picture in there now.
So I'm just a head. Am I just a floating... Can you see anything? What's this? What are these, Robin?
That's your body. They're your arms.
I have arms and legs and a torso.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know it from this picture.
Well, that's all of that space. Mate, that's because the angle that picture was originally taken, I couldn't get it in there.
Yeah, you could, because there's a load of room and our legs are in that picture. You can be small, that's fine. But look at all that space where my head could have been.
Yeah.
I could have sent this to my mother.
Well, I could have been proud of this. You still can.
I'll send that to my mum and ask for this message.
What's wrong with the message?
You need to have a word with yourself.
What's wrong with it?
Everything's wrong with it.
Like what?
It's rude.
Well...
It's offensive.
It's not rude and offensive.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe in your mind.
Yeah.
It's our new advert. It's in the Muscat Daily today.
It's another waste of our CEO's money, so well done.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Who are you?
I'm Muna, first of all.
All right,
I just wanted to say I loved your ad in the newspaper.
Oh, the newspaper ad. Have you seen today's one?
No, I'm actually just... I just made it to work, so... Oh, you made another one?
Yeah, of course.
I'm actually looking forward to see that.
Oh, thank you so much. That's lovely.
Feel free to use all that blank space that he's wasted money on for a to-do list.
We should do that. Actually, that's a great thing. Send us a WhatsApp now, anyone who's listening, 79010959. What did you do with the blank space in our Muscat Daily advert?
A little doodle, perhaps.
Everybody was sharing it, saying, "Look at this ad." So that's like you got a free advertisement.
Oh, wow. How cool is that?
People were sharing it.
Yeah.
Cool. I love that.
And with what's this rubbish? Have you seen this blank bit of paper?
With their tiny little heads in the corner.
Why are you sending me a blank WhatsApp?
It was me. And my boss had to say zoom in, so I said okay.
Zoom in
like a lot. One.
Yeah. All right, Muna, was that it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you. No, don't thank us, but thank you for being there.
And do make use of that space because it's so wasted.
Make use of the space.
Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Bex.
Let the probing begin.
George Ryland.
Yeah, I've been having an issue with them too.
Woo! Get up.
Hi FM.
It's Hi FM.
Hi.
Hi. You listening don't notice anything different. But, we have new furniture in the studio.
New furniture. It's jazzy furniture.
Yeah. I'm not too sure about mine, though.
It's not very comfortable.
It's quite comfortable, but it doesn't feel very sturdy.
No.
Are you getting that?
Do you know what happened? Do you want to know the story of this?
Yeah, please.
So, I went to get some lunch.
Yeah.
And I came back with 2 camping chairs and a biscuit. Because I'm the Ryland. Do you know what else happened?
What else happened?
Poor cashier lady.
Yeah.
She got her finger stuck in one of the camping chairs when she's putting it through the till. I had to prize her out of it. Oh!
Did you have to stop yourself from laughing as well?
No, I was panicking. I just wanted a sandwich.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
Hurry up with a sandwich! Waking up.
Good morning. Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop brand has just been given an award. Probably not one that she'd be happy to get. She received something called the Rusty Razor Award from a British magazine called The Skeptic.
It's never going to be good, is it?
This award is given out to the best peddler of junk science. The editor of The Skeptic says, and I quote, "We were surprised at quite how many public vote nominations Goop received for the Rusty Razor Award for pseudoscience."
If I'd have known, I'd have voted multiple times.
It's certainly a popular win. What, you mean I bought these jade eggs for nothing?
Weekday mornings. Robin Banks and George Ryland.
High FM.
Just realised I've got a mark on this finger. It's from getting it stuck in headphones. Permanent mark now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do. I actually do.
How? Where are you getting it stuck in the headphones?
Like there, when I put them on, it like traps it, that bit of skin.
It catches it.
Yeah.
You're the only person who has problems with Beyerdynamic Dynamic DT770s.
You can't find that surprising, though.
No, I don't.
No.
If you need an actual sign that progress is being made toward gender equality, please listen to this.
Okay.
According to this, one of the oldest stereotypical examples of gender roles has flipped. The majority of women now say to turn off if a guy pays on the first date.
Really?
Yes.
No, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Free food.
There you go.
I will always offer, though.
Yeah.
Like a token reach. Do you want any money? Or do you want a second date?
Once, many, many years ago, before my beautiful wife, I was out with this girl and it was a first date. And she went for a handbag after the meal.
Yeah.
And I went, no, 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 I'll get it. And she went, I know you will. And she was taking out her phone.
I love that.
You got to get up. Get up.
Go. This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Turn it
up. Robin Banks and George Ryland on High FM.
This is really nice.
Oh, this is okay. Are you about to cry?
Maybe.
Oh, she is.
Right.
Oh, wow.
It's really simple.
Hang on, hang on, hang on, hang on, hang on, hang on. Your eyes are actually welling up.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. They are.
Your eyes are welling up.
You listening, she's about to cry.
She's about to cry.
This is lovely. Oh, and let me change the music to crying music.
Oh. Okay, fine.
Here we go.
Fine.
Here we go.
So, this is a 17-year-old in Scotland. She's just got her first proper job. She gets the bus to work every morning. She's really close with her gran and granddad.
Yeah.
And the bus route goes past their house.
Okay.
Just. Every morning.
Here we go. Here we go.
They stand outside and they wave. And you can just see them in between the houses.
So they're waving at her.
Yeah, they stand out there every morning because they're really proud
of
her.
Hang on, hang on, hang on.
I know, that's it, right? I know.
She's got, look at the face
on
it.
It's just so sweet.
Oh my god!
Yeah. The weirdest things get me.
Oh, there's something wrong with you.
I know.
Look at your eyes.
That and Concord.
That and what?
Concord.
Hang on, hang on.
That upset me a lot.
Oh man.
Okay, right.
Shall I take a break?
I think so.
Waste your life now. Follow my simple instructions. Idiots. Mm-hmm. Get up! The worst of the High FM morning show. Morning show. Podcast.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Done to make her cry.
What have I... No, stop it. I'm getting messages about this and everything. I did nothing to make George cry.
You're the
absolutely
worst.
Nothing. If you just tuned
we
in now...
know that George only
did
just to laugh. She never cries.
Well,
she... Do something today to her.
I've done nothing to her. If you just tuned in now, about 10 minutes ago...
It's never your fault, is it?
You had
and
that
you
story.
And you made it worse by the music.
And so you've got to agree with that.
Yeah, I was just adding to it. I was adding to the story. It was the meat on the bones.
He loves a bit of drama.
A bit of drama is what it is. It was a story that George found, not me, and it was just some grandparents waving to a kid.
It was really nice. Every morning.
That was it.
At the same
Every
time.
Morning. You're doing it again. Stop. This is your fault, young lady. Yes! Do you see how it feels?
You both made me cry again.
You need to cheer her up now.
Yeah, I know something that'd cheer you up.
Do you have a sandwich?
Hey.
Hey, how's it going? You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Okay, and who is this?
This is Bidur.
Bidur?
Yeah.
How's it going this morning?
Good, I guess.
What's wrong?
Well, I just opened Instagram this morning and I just watched the video and it was really like emotional. The guy asked the kid like, where is your father? And she was like, he's dead. And it was really like,
oh my God.
It was so, really sad.
So you cried
as well.
And she was
trying to hide it. And she was trying to hide it, you know, like, he died at the war, I guess. And it was so sad that she was trying to hide this.
Do you see what you've done, George? You start crying on the radio and then
everyone else cries.
And then you've hit some kind of emotional thing.
This is like when I broke my finger and lots of other people did it after me. I'm sorry.
No, this is an emotional morning.
It is.
It's a rollercoaster of emotion.
Yeah, this is just crazy. Okay.
It's not your fault.
No, 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 it is. It is. Always remember that listening to this show will make everything worse.
Of course.
So much worse.
I listen to it every single morning. I love you guys so much.
How much better your day gets when we finish.
Well, yeah, exactly.
It's just uphill from here. You're welcome.
Live from Muscat Ground Mall.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hi, FM.
You all right?
Yeah, I've just seen something on the internet.
You sound like Jen from the IT Crowd.
On the computer.
What you seen?
This is, they've had to actually cancel this. This is a New Jersey magazine.
Yeah.
They organised a women's empowerment convention.
Women forever!
Now, can I just show you the keynote speakers?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
At the women's empowerment
I know what's
convention.
Happening here. I'm ready
can you
to
just,
see
can you just
a
read
picture.
That headline there as
there
well?
There you go. I can see women in business, a man's point of view. Why did they cancel that? That's what you need. Take some notes, girls.
Tell me how to do it.
Where are all the girls? We're in the kitchen. We're making you a turkey sandwich!
Podcast.
It's High FM. It's Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Hello.
A few days ago, Uranus was visible without a telescope.
It's true.
For more on why this is the single most hilarious news story ever, please consult your child.
Robin Banks.
All I know is this violates every canon of respectable broadcasting.
If you keep trying to hook your single friends up with each other, but they always ignore your suggestions, then you're going to love this. And I saw this and I thought, wow, I can do this for my mate over there.
Oh.
There's a new app to help you find them love, whether they want you to or not.
Not. No, what is this?
It's called Matchmaker, George. And
really?
It's by the same
you
people.
You actually think you can find me a half human man?
Oh, yeah.
It's really? I don't believe they exist.
There's a dating app, and it's called Hinge.
No.
And it's made by the same people that do this dating app, Hinge.
If you've made me a profile, I will scratch your car.
You see, that's the key, because it lets you see all of your Facebook friends who are on Hinge, and then you can pair any two of them up. How cool is that? And when you pair two people up, you write them a quick message of why you think they'd be compatible.
I better have got James Hall.
And then Hinge matches them. And they can take it from there. Get up, baby,
dance to the rhythm of the music. Robin Banks.
Everything about you is very cliche.
George Ryland.
Oh, keeps doing that.
Hiya, FM.
How much would you pay for a cup of coffee now that you're drinking coffee?
I prefer not to pay for coffee. I think I've only bought one so far.
Oh.
I also haven't done any food shopping since I got back from leave. I'm basically waiting to be fed and given coffee all the time.
There's a restaurant in New York City called 11 Madison Park, and they just debuted a new item on their menu.
Oh, this is going to be crazy expensive, isn't it?
It's a cup of coffee that costs 9 reals, so
no.
$24.
No.
They use these special rare beans from Colombia called Whoosh Whoosh.
Whoosh Whoosh beans.
And they make it in a really expensive coffee dripper thing. And their, quote, coffee director personally makes it for you at your table. According to the coffee director, the coffee has a fascinating taste. It's got this creamy texture that reminds me of dough or yogurt, like a blueberry pie. Which sounds interesting, but not that interesting, right? But don't tell Lino's Coffee about this, because we don't need them getting any more crazy ideas about what to put on their menu.
You still upset about your lattes?
Very upset about my lattes.
You've got to get over this. You picked them.
When are they going to be on the menu?
It should be this week, yeah. Right. So I'm going to go in tomorrow, but I'm going to have to go in disguise.
You can't ask for your own coffee. Yeah.
Hello! No, I should go the other way. Hello! Please, may I have a Ryland latte?
Don't I recognise your voice from somewhere?
No.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. On High FM.
This is High FM. Banks here, Ryland's over there.
Morning.
I love my Netflix.
Oh, I love Netflix.
We love Netflix.
Yep.
Netflix, the company, they're in debt.
Are they?
Yes.
How?
And do you know by how much? $21 billion.
I don't understand that because everyone's got a Netflix subscription, don't they?
Well, don't blame me. I totally paid for my subscription, replied approximately seven people on Earth.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits, but not us, because we don't have any.
You listening may think it's really cool when you and your group of super hot friends roll up somewhere, and I'm sure it does. It looks great. But you know what would be even better for you?
Tell me.
If you rolled up with a bunch of friends who look hideous.
Yeah, it's so true.
According to this, out of England, people judge your attractiveness by comparing you to the people around you.
Don't look at me like that.
So if you're hanging out with unattractive people, you look better.
You say one more thing, Banks.
The researchers say that until now, there's always been a theory that everyone's attractiveness level is fixed.
Wrong.
But this shows it can vary, which is why after this radio show,
be very careful.
Me and George are heading off to Starbucks to meet my old pal Quasimodo.
I woke up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.